Okay. Harvey, we're starting a new Masechta today. We're starting Nazir, okay. Right there. Oh, actually, he's the wrong Amaris. Yeah. Right, right here. Give him two, okay. Yeah, but we'll put it away afterwards. But meanwhile, he can use that. You know.
I need more support, I need that.
That's all you're getting. Okay. Today we're getting Masechta Nazir. Wait 1 second for Harvey. Okay, the Mishnah starts off. We already, it's very similar to what we learned in Masechta Nedarim. Kol Kinuye, we had, there's a Neder itself. Then you have the Kinui, which is like a nickname, which means words that are different. And we had a Machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish, whether these are words that Chachamim made up to avoid using Hashem's name. Because some people say Hashem Karbon, or it's like Reish Lakish, that it's a language of the what do you call it? It's the language, a Goyish language, and all languages are good. But these words here, even though you don't really necessarily understand them, these words definitely mean neder. Then you have Yad, which is a handle, like a handle lifts a pot. So the Yad also. You started a sentence incomplete. Says the Mishnah, Kol Kinuyin Nazirik Nazirik, every kinny of a Nazir is just like a Nazir. If somebody says, Ahei, now this is going to be an example, we're just starting Yiz Gemara right there in English Gemara for you. That when you use a term for Nazir, it's like a Nazir. If you use the word Ahei, which is the very first page, can't miss it. We're starting a new Masechta. So he says, if a guy says, Ahei, this is considered a hand, it's incomplete. He said, Ahei, I will be what? He didn't say. And we'll see more later, talking about a Nazir walked by when he said, I will be. Hareze Nazir. Or if a guy says, oh yeah, Ahei, no, I'll be pretty, I'll be nice. And again, talking about, we'll still see what I mean. What happened here, Nazir, you're a Nazir. These are examples of incomplete sentences of a Yad. Then you have Nazik. We had the same thing before by Nedir. You use the word Nazik, Naziach, Paziach. These are words which, you know, you took the kuf, instead of nazir, you changed it to a reish. In naziach, you changed it to a ches. Paziach, you changed the first letter from a nun to a pei, and the last letter from a reish to a ches. And hareze nazir. All of these are a nazir. These are called kinuim. Okay, let's do Rashi. Now, you know that Maratz Chayis and many others believe that Rashi and Nazir are not Rashi. It's a Talmud. We don't know who it is. Plus, there are parts put into Rashi that we know for sure don't even belong to the realm of Rishonim. We don't know who added those.
Why don't we do
the Rashi? Because there's no Rashi here. Rashi. Kol Kinuyin Naziris, and the Rosh is too long. Kol HaMekabel Olav Naziris, but it's a Lashon. Anybody accepts the Parma Naziris, the language, Shabbatul Chamin, the Cham made up, that's Rabbi Yochanan. Harei Nazir is a Nazir, and there's also lots of Gersoyis in the Gemara and Rishonim here because they didn't really work it through. It gets a little confusing. Kamoi, for example, Imam Harini Nazir, if he says, I will be a Nazir, the Elu Hein, Kinyan Naziris. These are called Kinuyim of Naziris. What do you mean? Words that are, they're like euphemisms, whatever it is, or words that are similar but not exactly the same. Naziach, Naziach, Paziach. Misha Omer, if a guy says, Harini Nazik, or Shomer Harini Naziach, or Paziach, Harini Nazir. Why? Because the reason we said this is called Kinuy. And we'll see later on. Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish is an argument. Is the Amri, one opinion says Loshen Shabodin Lachamim. These are words that Chachamim made up. That's Rabbi Yochanan. These the Amri Hani Kinuyin Loshen Umis and Goyish words. The Goyish. Sorry.
It's definitely not.
Or somebody can say it's hard to know. Rabbi Shlokish said these are words that Chachamim made up. The problem that everybody has is the words that Chachamim made up. Then how come? Then it's only the Rabbanon. How can you bring a carbon and everything else? So but before we had the Ram, because he had in mind that it should be a Nazir, it's like from the Torah. But Tosfos says over here that it's Taka only Midrabanan. According to the Shlokish, if you use these words, since it's Loshen Shabbat Chum, it's only Midrabanan, and you Taka don't bring a carbon. The whole Gemara is talking about Midrabanan. Or Tosfos says maybe it's talking about Malkus, which the question is, if Malkus is also only from the Torah. So if it's Rabbanan, why are you getting Malkus? So maybe it means Mardus. Okay, then he continues. Now, this part of Rashi definitely is not part of Rashi, and we don't know who wrote it. It's not even part of Rashi's student. Interesting pshat here. And they bring a whole thing, the Halacha Lamaisa in Hilchos Safras from this little piece of Rashi. Imishum. Another reason possibly is why these words are the chimachkit l'regel de kuf. If you take off the leg of kuf, you have left reish. That's nazir. Or the nazik. Or doifen the ches. If you take off the word naziach, you take off the left wall of the ches. You're left with nazir. The naziach. Or gagoy the pei. The paziach, or you take off on the word paziach, the left leg of ches, and by the pei, you take off the roof of the pei, what do you have left? A nun. Meshavid le'nazir. Now that little part of Rashi here caused a big controversy in Hilchos Safras. So the Rashi says here that the word paziach, you take off the roof, becomes a nun. There's a big machlekes, and how do you write a nun in Hebrew? How do you write a nun in Hebrew? Does a nun have to come from the middle, the stick, from the middle, or it comes from the side?
Most, vertical, is it a little bit horizontal?
Yeah. So the Ran, the Raj, but many other Rishonim hold it comes out of the middle, like a Zayin, because
so
in the middle.
Is it like a printed nun or is it like a handwritten nun?
Exactly. Yeah. But the way Rashi learns it clearly, it's the end. Because Rashi says you take off the roof for the pay, you live with a nun. So it
depends if it's a nun sofit.
So just say interesting.
Oh, even now.
No, actually, the Prima Garden says no difference in a nun sofit and a nun kufa. You know, it's the same thing. But Rashi here, see Rashi here. So this is it's very important how acceptable this is in halacha, because we don't know who wrote it.
I see the clever commentator.
Okay, back to the Mishnah. The guy says Hareini. Sorry, Rashi. I'm a hey. Have a visual. He says was a nazir. Was a nazir. Just said the word a hey. He becomes a nazir. Why? We'll see later. Nazir walk by. Why a nazik? These are incomplete sentences. Even though we started talking about kinuyim, we're actually talking more about yad is incomplete. The yad is naziris kinaziris. Ukeshem sha'oich. What's a yad? Kshem sha'oich is adon bebeis yachik kli. You hold on the handle of a cup or of a utensil. Magbi is a kli atzma, and that's how you lift the utensil. Kach is the same thing here. Keep normal. Hey, yosham hey nazir. Hareiz a nazir will be a nazir because it's incomplete sentence, but we know what you mean. The time in the kulam asisim b'fayim more will explain. Says in mishavaitir hareini kaze. Say I'll be like this. And we'll see later what we're talking about. If a person's walking by, you're holding onto the hair. Hareini mesalsel, I will build up my hair. Hareini mechalkil, I will also stack up my hair. Harei alayla shalech pera, I'll let my hair grow. All of these things, harei zanazir, you meant anazir. We'll see later how we know. Harei alay tzipayim, I take on myself pigeons, which are the karbanas of anazir. Rameh says nazir, obviously means anazir. Chom says, no, that's not good enough. Ain't anazir. Maybe you just mean you bring the karbanas of anazir, but not that you will be anazir itself. Says the Gemara Mechti, I don't understand. What's Masech the Nazir doing here in this whole, what do you call it? Chelik of the Mishnayis, which is Noshim. These are dealing with women. Nidorim, remember a father can annul the Nidorim of his daughter and a husband and the Nidorim of his wife. So it belongs in Noshim. But Nazir, it's mainly, we'll see later, the main Masech is all about Karbanis. So what in the world is doing in Noshim? We're in the middle, say Noshim. What's Nazir doing here?
Because Aisha has to do a
carbon
after pregnancy.
Yeah, but this is Nazir. That's a different kind of a carbon. That's a nidah. Says the Gemara, Tana, you're right. This Tana Akro Koi follows the Pasik. Which Pasik does it follow? When we say in this week's parish, if a man marries a woman, if he finds that she committed a crime, she makes a get, and we're going to assume that most gittin happen because the woman committed adultery or the man, whatever it is, something happened awry in that marriage. But what was the cause? You found an error. So therefore, gittin, which is this is Noshim, talks about an error. What's the main cause of an error? Drinking wine. Oh, let's talk about Nazir. You see the segue? The Harikamer. Me garden lola veda. What caused the woman to commit an erva? Dover, yain wine. Ukama, we have a ruling, Coloroy. Okay, now that we know that this belongs in Noshim, where in Noshim should we put it in? Since we can have a Masechta Saita, but what led the woman to be a Saita was the fact that she drank a lot of wine. So therefore, first you bring Nazir before you bring Saita. Ukama, Coloroy, Saita, we can cool the Yazir Atsim and the yain. Rashi, my time in Tana Nazir, the Mayidi, and Milgazir. No, but that doesn't matter. Nazir is mainly kabbonis. It belongs in kachim. If you can explain to me,
you can say the same about chagiga.
No, yeah, but chagiga is mainly about going regular on yomtiv, which is part of, you know, like beya. It's all yomtiv. Here in Nadir, we did say that in Nadir and Saiti, we're going to say that as well. That whole pulpul there because of suvus madir nadarim. But those nadarim, there's no section in Shas where it belongs. So it makes more sense it belongs in Noshim because Bein Rabbeinu. Nazir belongs in Kachim. So first you got to give me a reason why it's not in why it's Noshim B'chlal. Then you can tell me where in Noshim it fits in. Rashi. Tanakh Rokoi, but you know, they have a little miss in the bus Saita. It should be Taka after Saita. So Takash, we have to say to then, or say to then, tell us why, because she drank wine. Elijah telling Ksuvah Zika says, Noshim, for you learn Ksuvah, but that's the main thing of Noshim. But Tana, Bepedic, I'm Adir, the seventh Pedic, there's a Madir, Tana Lay, Nadarim, Le Bosa Ksuvah, and therefore Nadarim follows Ksuvah because also Manadarim. But Hodotani Nazir, Ned Nazir, why? Because Nazir follows Nadarim. Why? The Masmich Le Kra, Lindo Nedir, Nazir Lahazir. We had, we learned a number of dinim that we equate Nazir to Nedir. But Tana Saita, then after Nazir, we'll say to that's the segues. My daughter, look what wine can do under the influence of alcohol. You open up the Mishnah that you're going to talk to us, introduce to us the idea of kinuyin, which is words that he made up. But instead, the Mefarish Yadda, the first examples he gave us are incomplete sentences which are handled. Who even mentioned handles? Omar Rava says, Rava Vitema, Kadi said, Chasuni Mechsa, a few words are missing. Vahachik Tani, this is how you should learn the Mishnah. First, we introduce kinuim. Kol kinuim nezidus kinezidus. But then the Mishnah adds, which we don't have in our Mishnah, the yadus nezidus kinezidus. Also, incomplete sentences, the same thing. Then the alien yadus. The first thing I'm explaining to you is yadus. The last thing that I talked about is the first thing I'll explain. If I say I will be, even though it's an incomplete sentence, because we'll soon see later why, we know we mean nezidus. Harezen nozer. Freddy Gemara. Okay, granted that the Mishnah is missing a few words and mentioned yadus, but he opened up with kinuim. So shouldn't the Mishnah have first explained, give us examples of kinuim, and then give us example of yadus? Why don't we first explain kinuim? So we answer, as we had the exact same sugya before in the Darim, that Tana Mahud Salik Ahu Mefar Bereisha. The last thing that he mentions is the first thing that he explains. Kidit, now I'll bring you a few examples we learned. Bame Madlikin Vame, which can you light with? What kind you can't light with? Umefarish, and the first thing he expels out is a madlikin bereisha. First tells us what you cannot light with, or b'met toimni v'met en toimni. What can you hide in Shabbos, and what kind of things can you not store things in Shabbos? Or mitfaders. The first thing he tells us en toimni, what you shouldn't bereisha, what you shouldn't store in. B'met isha yetsa meni, as what a woman is allowed to carry in Shabbos or can't carry in Shabbos. Or mitfaders. And the first thing he explains is like, so we shouldn't carry bereisha first. So you're telling me as a rule that he always explains the last thing first, yeah? Let me ask you a question. But now, I'll give you a few examples the other way around. Didn't we learn, the next page, the page before actually, what could a behemoth walk out with, what a behemoth can't walk out with? And the first thing he explains is what a behemoth could walk out with. The order of the Mishnah. First, explain what a camel can walk out with. So we find many occasions where the Mishnah follows a particular order. Starts out an introduction, and then the examples follow that same order. Yes, neichlin umachil. Other people inherit and pass on the inheritance to others as well. Then there are those neichlin, they inherit from others, but v'loy manchil, they don't inherit back. Or manchil, they inherit back, v'loy neichlin, but they don't inherit from them. Loy neichlin, and then there are those who don't inherit from them, nor do they inherit back. Umifadish, and then the first thing he explains is elu neichlin. The very first thing that he opens up with is what he explains. So what's going on here? What's the rule? Elohim, you're right, really. Sometimes we learn this way, sometimes this way. This is the rule. Elhasam di isur de nafshei, who there in the first three examples, which talks about a person, how he should behave in Shabbos, what you can hide things in Shabbos, what a woman can wear on Shabbos, what kind of wicks you should light in Shabbos. These are Avedas that deal with a person that are very strict. Mifarish isur de nafshei bereisha. So the first thing we address is what's usur, the isur, the chumra, because you take it very seriously. The other examples he brought are talking about your animals. Gavi behema, the isuda aydi the behema who the asi. What are they serving to do with your animal? What your animal can work out. The isur of that is a much lower level. Therefore, mefadish hetei de bereisha. They decided to first open up with examples of what's hetei. Rashi.
Why would it mean that because at a lower level you can start with what he can carry out?
Because the person. Yes, and you're always looking, a person for himself is always going to be machan as much as possible. When it comes to his, they're trying to have the person's psyche. When it comes to his things, he's not as machan. That's an incomplete sentence. The last thing he mentioned, each one has a reason. But he himself is not responsible. What did he do with rains? It's a weak iser. Because it's a weak iser, so we mentioned the hetedim first. Back to the Gemara.
Where it says what you can't do first. It makes sense because on Shabbos, what you can't do first.
Regarding yourself.
Yeah, regarding yourself. Yeah. It makes sense to not.
Because the person is very about Shabbos, he wants to know what he shouldn't do.
Yeah, yeah.
What about the case of inheritance? Like, what about based on Bayes, next page.
I was also going to say before that you could argue in a little way that what's to say that the Gemara should be in any order at all?
Oh, because we like to have an order. In fact, the Torah, we say, ein mugdim, like a big chiddush, you know, there's no order in the Torah. And even then, only when we have no choice. And only according to one opinion. Gabe yesh neichli, in the case of inheritance, l'chayit over there also, why do we start off in order? Nami mefadash ikin nachle b'reisha. First, he got introduced to you the laws of Yerusha. So that's the first thing he talks about is that you inherit from and you inherit back. And therefore, there's an order. El hoch over here, lifrish kinuim b'reisha. So what you just still didn't explain to me. So how come our Mishnah introduces kinuim, which are the words made up? Then you introduce yodas. And why, when it comes to spell it out, you say yodas first? Why don't you go back to kinuim? What possible reason? Elahein the time, the same thing Gemara says in the Dorim. Because yodas, you know why we introduce yodas? Hoyil v'asalei midrasha. Chavimalei. Where do we learn the whole concept of yodas from a pasuk? Lindoy neder. So we say they lindoy neder, even half of a neder. Because we learn from a pasuk, the Rabban liked anything you learn from a pasuk, he liked it better. V'limorei b'zei v'lifted b'hem b'reisha. L'chayda, so why, when it comes to introduction, it starts with kinuim, and then it goes to yodas. And you tell me that yodas, the Mishnah really loves yodas, gives us an example of yodas, so why don't you introduce to us yodas first as well? Because yodas is something you like better. Says Yimara, no. Tana ki maschil, when it comes to introduce to us, the whole idea of Nazir is, maschil be eco carbon. First he tells you the main carbon, which is kinuim. Uli'inyin perushay mefadash yabereshu. It comes to explain yodas first, because he, in fact, is based on a taita. Rashi. You're telling me you like to talk about yodas because you learn from a pasuk, from the neder, lindo neder, or nazir lahazir. So why don't you also learn kinuim? You learn from there as well. So therefore, kinuim just as beloved as yodas. Is kinuim nazir? Nami asilei medrasha. That kinuim are also like the real thing. That's not so, because you learn in the very braisa in the dorim ain't the yellow benazidas benadorim. We only know by Nazidas. How do you know by Nadarim? Umakish Nadarim and Nazidas. Then we compare, we equate Nadarim to Nazidas. Ma Nazidas also, but Yod Nazidik and Nazidas. And Gemara Braisa spells out. Just like by Nazidas, we find that an incomplete sentence is considered as if you made a full Nazidas. Same thing by Nadarim. Afkei Nadarim. How come the Gemara doesn't mention there also Kinuim? Why, when it makes that equation, it doesn't say, and just like Kinuim by Nazidas, like the Nazidas, the same thing applies to. To the Dari. Why doesn't it say that? He admits that. Alma Bereshalas Elam Sun Yad and Zidah Kinzidis. The truth of the matter is, we don't need to learn Kinuyim from a Pasik. Kinuyim is either words that Chachamim made up, so you're not going to find the Pasik for it, or it's any language. You don't need a Pasik for that. Any language, you make a Neder. It's a Neder. So the only thing you need a Pasik for, even though it's Yadis, either Bereis in the beginning brought Kinuyim, the Kinuyim is it is Agav Grada Nazba. It was only brought there by the way, it wasn't necessary. Then next Rashi, Velu B'Reisha, so why don't we open up as well Yodas first? We'll listen to Yodas, Zidik, Zidik, V'Chok, reverse the order. So we answer, Tana, Ki Mascha, Mascha, B'Ika, Karm, B'Reisha, the main Karm, going to be Kinuin, Zidik, Shein, Inyin, Lashon, Nozik, because that's Mamaj, the word Nozik. Noziyak is really the word Nozik. But Inyin, Perusha, comes explaining, Mefarish, B'Reisha, Yodas. The Arskin Midrasha. He explains first Yodas because that's from a Drasha. We asked him, it makes sense, Lamando, Mekinuin, Lashon, Umma, saying that's any language. So you have a Drasha, tell you that any language you have. Lahi, possibly Mekinuin, Bereisha. The Ikerenka, that's Mamish, the Iker. Elamando, Lashon, Rodacham, it's only words that are made up. Why are you starting the Mishnah? Kinuin, there's a lower level. It's only made up words. It's a language that doesn't exist. Liz Noida, by my Ikel, maybe we can say, Lift up the Yod, Bereisha, you start with the Yod, which is Mamish from the Torah. Hoyil, Vasim, Midrasha, Chopoch, is Yod, is Liv Rapasik. But kinuy is are words the rabbis made up. Umashana we answer, Miktani Yodas b'mastis in Klal. Does the Bechlal say the word Yodas in the Mishnah? Elech Suri Mechzerla, the whole thing was missing, right? We just added in. So who told you where to add it in? Vitani Yodas l'hamilsa namitis. Answer, v'akinamitin Yodas b'reisha. So we answer over there, just like we made it, just like the words are not in the Mishnah, we added the words in. Who told you to add the words Yodas in? After the word kinuy, put the words Yodas in before the word kinuy. And if there's no problem. Tani Yabereisha, call Yadda Dunning Dunning, Hokin Dunning Dunning. Well, Hokin Fad Yadda Reisha, Hodda Kinuin. Then it makes everything sense. Why Yadda is explained first? Back to the Gemara, says Gemara Vait. Ha'oimer ahei. If a guy says, I will be, harei ze nazir. Why is he nazir? I will be. Could be anything. I'll be a millionaire. Why ha'inam is a nazir? Maybe meant I will be, I'll fast. A nazir was walking by, and then you see the guy, you look at the guy, and say, I will be. By saying, I will be, it's obviously a reference to this man walking by, so we say that means you want to be a nazir. Says the Gemara, Lema, let us say, Kasava Shmuel, Shmuel holds, Yodayim She'ema Chiches, Lohav Yodayim. Another, you're saying, if I say, hey, because it's not so clear, nothing happens. The only reason why you're telling me that I have to keep my Shmu is because another walked by. That means Yodayim She'ema Chiches, an incomplete and not so clear, even though probably ahei is a word used for nazir. Ahei is generally a word you use for nazir. I will become millionaire. You don't change, right? But and even though ahei can also mean fasting because it affects your body, but nazir is much more than a tainus. So probably means nazir, but it's not so definite. And yet Shmuel is not happy to say it means nazir. He says you have to also have one more component. You need a nazir walking by. That means he holds that yadayim she'em echich has a handle which is not clear is lahav yadayim, and that contradicts Shmuel in Masechta Kiddushin. And yet in the Masechta Kiddushin he says Yedayim Shechichas Hava Yedayim. Amri, so we say in, you're right, Vada Bizman Shenazir. No, this is how you look at it. Bizman Shenazir over the front of a nazir is walking by in front of him. There's no doubt anymore. We know exactly what he meant in reference to this nazir. I want to be like him. But if there's no nazir walking by him, ain't that nazir really fun? If no nazir walking by, even though probably he meant a nazir, I'm in a dilma hey betainis kamar. Maybe he meant betainis. So because we have a proper suffix, normally yadayim she'ein mechiches. Since we know more or less what you mean, we're going to say have a yadayim. If a man says to a woman, hare at muresas, you're engaged. You can say the word to me, right? Yadayim she'ein mechiches. But we know what you meant. So therefore, Shmuel says you're engaged. Over here, when I say ahei, could be I meant a nazir, but it could also mean I meant fasting. So therefore, it's less than yadayim she'ein mechiches. It's not even yadayim she'ein mechiches. It's a step lower than that. So that's why you need a nazir walking in front. Rashi. You're a wife. Really, Kesav Shmuel, Yadayim Shem Mechiches, having Yadayim. He holds it is Yadayim. Going up in Kedushin, keeping the Mikri Mitzvah. So he mentioned marriage. Obviously, he meant to himself. Have a Chacha, but Mikra slight evidence, proof. But Chacha in a time where the Beinion leaves another in front of wider Shmuel insists you have to have another walking in front of you. So the equal and Meimah, because you could equally say, hey, but time is coming. He meant fasting. Therefore, Veloy Havi Chacha Klal. It's not even Yadayim Shein Mechiches. It's not even nothing. This is how Rashi learned. Although Rashi learned a different way, the lekel make him love the milsa, but you don't really know what he meant. He ama betaynis ibn azidus. We don't know what he meant. Did he mean I'll fast? He meant I'll be nazir. Lahavi nazir la nitin nazir la flo. Nazidus can only work if we know clearly what you meant. Actually, you fadish to you spell it out. I'm tired from saying shenem. It says ki yafli linda. I'm taking meaning out of you fadish when you spell it out. Freddy Gemara, if you're not 100% sure. And the only reason why we decided he meant nazir because the nazir's walking by, maybe he meant I'll take upon myself the kabbanis of that man. Not that I'll become a nazir like him. Maybe Dilma the Poitu kabbanis come, maybe he meant I'll do his kabbanis. Hey, I'll take upon myself. When he finishes 30 days, he has to bring 3 kabbanis. I'll do it for him. That's all he meant. How do you know he meant that you actually become a nazir? Answer the Gemara, the Ka'amah Beliba. He tells us later, this is what I meant when I said it. The Gemara knows he's telling me that, oh, it's a question of what he meant. What's the whole issue then? Turn around, he can say whatever he wants. If he says, you're telling me the main thing is in the heart, what he meant, who cares what came out of his mouth? So why do you need Bechal the Nazir walking by, and why do you have to tell me? Just ask him what he meant when he said what he said, and then he'll tell us. He says, I hate, and we'll ask him, what in the world are you talking about? He says, I want to be a nazir. Finish, you're a nazir. Because that's what you meant. If Liba is all that matters, who cares? What are you a nazir walking by in front? Answers the Gemara, name. Ma would have taken being the people to be shoving commercial. I would have thought that you have to actually spell it out completely. He has to say, I want to be a nazir. The Chiddush is a hey works, but you need a little bit of peeve. You need Lev and a little bit of peeve. It has to be obvious what your lev want. If it's in your heart and no one heard you say anything, nothing happens.
So that was if an Aussie,
yeah. If you ask him what he meant, and he says, if he says, I meant tainus, then he meant tainus. Because we need peeve, libe, shoven, and a little bit lashi. Dilma, I feel like he knows it. I'll phone him. Why is he knows it? Dilma, the point you're coming out. Maybe he meant I'll take upon myself his kabbonas. Vachi mashma, hey, I need him a coin. I'm taking his place. Like a kabbonas. Vachi my skin. Goes on much. Believe by the kabbal of zidus. He says what? That I took upon myself my heart to accept the zidus. Yochi the nozer oil upon him will come and believe by if he has a nozer walking by and he says that's what I meant. No, my lemem the pshita died the nozer come. Obviously, meant the nozer. I would have thought be'inan shehei piva liba shavin the be'inan we would need shehei moitzi b'sfasin. We would have thought he has to actually express in his lips mashi had a beliba. I would have thought he has to say it. K'mashalon delay be'inan. We don't need them to say it. I just lost the place. Oh, b'vad shehei nazir oivel afanov. You don't have to spell that completely. If a nazir goes by in front of him, it's as if that's your piv. So your lev, we ask you, your piv is enough that a nazir walks by in front of the two together combined. If a nazir would not have gone in front of you, you're missing a peep. If a nazir goes by in front of you, say, hey, but you didn't have it in mind, nothing happened either. You need lev, and you need a partial peep.
Actually, that's why cool. Do we need to ask him? It's up to him what to do.
No, but why we don't know what he meant. We don't, he now, he's asking a shayla. He wants to know what to do. But maybe change his mind. But he's a firm yid, he wants to make sure he does the right thing. It says in the Mishnah also, hey, no, I'll be nice, is a nozir. How do you know no, nice means be a nozir? But Dilma no, levon mitzvahs, it's expression, hidur mitzvah, right? I'll be nice in mitzvahs. Every time you learn, zek keli van veyu, you say, this is the Eberstein, I will beautify him. So what do we say? What kind of beautification are we talking about? I will do nice things. The esel lefanav, I will do sukkah. No, I'll build a beautiful sukkah. Lulav no, beautiful lulav. Tzitzis no, beautiful tzitzis. Echtav lefanav sefer toida. No, I'll write a beautiful sefer toida. Vakelachenu b'shiroi noim, and I'll wrap it and I'll tie it with beautiful silk. Rashi all over Shas adds one more thing. By tzitzis no, he also adds talus no. Which is an amazing thing because there's no mitzvah at the time. The mitzvah is a tzitzis. Every one of these things is a mitzvah. And the mitzvah I'm going to beautify. Rashi adds the talus. It's a mitzvah to write a sefer teila. Tefillah is all this. How to do the tefillah.
Is it the external
color? Yeah.
Okay.
True, okay, you're right. In other places in the Shas, when we quote, we don't bring this word back. Actually, it's interesting. In all the other places where we quote this Gemara, we don't bring this part. But it comes out from me, so maybe that's why Rashi adds talus, because the same idea. The idea is that when you beautify a mitzvah, not just the mitzvah itself, but even the surrounding the mitzvah. Peripheral also should be nice. Rashi. So anyway, so the question is, hi, no, it means nazir. Maybe it means I'll do a nice mitzvah, whatever the mitzvah is. Rashi, oh, he knows that it's a nazir. The mashma, oh, come on. She said, I'll have beautiful, what's no? I'll have beautiful hair. And because hair is nice. When hair, they have long hair, it's very nice. Even though in this week's parasha by Yefas Torah, it seems like, forget, says in this parasha, you have to cut her hair. We had the Gemara by a nazir, he saw himself in the image in the water, and he says, I'm going to become a nazir. L'chay does to make it hair longer, make it worse. But after 30 days, you got to give a shave completely. So having long hair is nice, shaving is not nice. So maybe you meant to have long hair. That's what we're saying, nazir. So how do you know? Maybe you meant something else. So my answer back, Vaitet, Amar Shmuel Shetofus Besaroi. He's holding on to his hair, which means over here, that over here, he's saying, I will do something nice that has to do with hair. What mitzvah is there that has to do with hair? It's only nazir. Now, L'chayyah, Teisha already asked, we're going to have the next Gemara. Sometimes we're going to answer, he's holding out his hair, and before we had, a nazir walks by. And what if a nazir would walk by? So Teisha says, if a nazir would walk by, he wouldn't help. When does it help a nazir walking by if you said an incomplete sentence, and we don't know what you meant to finish? No, it's no, the fun of is a complete sentence. We just don't know what you meant. But it's a complete sentence. So having a nazir walking by doesn't change anything. Then you need tafas besaray when you taste it, it makes a difference. If you make a complete sentence, we just don't know what you meant, then it has to be very clear what you're saying. So hold on to here. If it's an incomplete sentence and we see another, we put the two together. But it's a certain game that, you know, you have letters and you have pictures and you put together, you have sentences. So that's exactly what you say. That's why over here you have to have tafas besaray. Ten Commandments.
Sure. Yeah,